CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Milton veering just south of Tampa, it appears, now raising alarms in Sarasota, Florida, as it prepares to make landfall this evening. ABC's Rena Roy is in Tampa with more.
One major concern, coastal areas still lined with piles of debris from Hurricane Helene, despite frantic efforts to clear as much as possible in recent days. In some areas, a desperate struggle to find gas. More than 30% of gas stations have already run dry in the Fort Myers-Naples area. People far from the Gulf Coast also bracing for Milton. Airlines added thousands of seats, allowing more people to get out as the window to evacuate slowly closes. Rena Roy, ABC News, Tampa.
An election day plot thwarted. An Afghan national living in Oklahoma arrested and facing charges. Federal authorities say he and another person, a juvenile, were plotting to kill Americans on election day on behalf of ISIS. Counting the days until the election, J.D. Vance and Tim Walz, both in Arizona today. This is ABC News. New criticism of the popular game Roblox. The Hindenburg Research Group calls it, quote, a pedophile hellscape. It says child predators are all over the game. Roblox denies the accusations. TikTok's pushing back against the new lawsuits filed by more than a dozen states, accusing it of being addictive and bad for the mental health of kids and teenagers. ABC's Melissa Adan.
In a statement, TikTok responding to the lawsuit, saying for the past 2 years, they've been trying to work with the attorneys general to find constructive solutions to industry-wide challenges. The social media company goes on to say they are committed to the work they're doing to protect teens and improve their product.
Spotted in New Zealand, a fugitive father who vanished with his kids 3 years ago. Two pig hunters managed to take a video of Tom Phillips and his kids, ages 11, 9, and 8. They were seen walking in the wilderness of New Zealand's North Island wearing camo gear and backpacks. Phillips fled with his kids after a dispute with their mother. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at a deer that just happened to walk within range. But I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint & Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint & Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
From now to October 15th, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the beautiful fall weather continues around here for a couple more days. Despite the chilly start, we'll warm up to about 10 degrees above normal this afternoon, a few degrees warmer tomorrow, and then the warmest weather on Friday. A cold front, though, will slide through Friday late afternoon, could generate a few sprinkles or a stray light shower. If we get some rain, it would just be a trace or a few hundredths of an inch. Saturday, we'll have temperatures getting more seasonal. Should be a fairly quiet day. Then a low-pressure system will sweep in from the northwest, bring some steady rain to parts of north and east Wisconsin late Saturday night, early Sunday. Around here, just a chance of a couple of scattered light showers. We'll have some gusty winds develop Sunday out of the northwest, driving even colder weather. It'll definitely be jacket weather as we head into early next week. Could be some of the first lake effect snow of the season in parts of northern Wisconsin and Michigan going into Sunday and Monday. Our forecast for today, very nice with sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 70s, light wind becoming easterly at 3 to 6, mostly clear tonight, low 42, tomorrow mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the mid-70s, the wind southeast to south at 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, not too cold with a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and summer-like. Slight chance of a light shower for the afternoon to early evening, high near 80 degrees. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny and cooler, low 44, high 66. 30% chance of light showers late Saturday night, especially the northern part of the region. And Sunday, mostly cloudy, windy and cool. Spotty light showers possible. Low 41 with a high of just 58. Monday, peaks of sun and chilly, chance of a stray sprinkle, high 52, and Tuesday, some sunshine, high 53. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is at 36 degrees. Yesterday's high was 73. The record high, 87 in 2010. Record low in 2000, 22 degrees. Last year's high was 57 and the low 39. Sunset will occur at 6:29 this evening. Sunrise time, 9 minutes after 7 tomorrow. The air is calm. The barometer is at 30.07, up slightly from early today. And right now, sunshine continues. It is 36 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look back at some exciting fall sports activities last night and details on the baseball playoffs.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Well, the Richland Center girls volleyball team swept River Valley last night in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. The set scores were 25-19, 28-26, and 25-11. The win came at the same time. A win came for the Dodgeville Dodgers, 3-1 over first-place Platteville. That means the Hornet girls this morning are tied with the Hillman. Both have 6-2 records with two league matches to play. Last night, Richland Center was led by junior Danica Pauls with three ace serves and three kills in the opener, and sophomore Elevie Weiss, who had three kills. The second set was a hard-fought, typical matchup between the longtime volleyball rivals. Senior Soleil Ewing had five kills, and Pauls had three. River Valley was paced by sophomore Ella Myers and three kills. Also, junior Izzy Roth with two kills. The emotional set two win for Richland Center seemed to motivate the biggest win of the night. In the third and final set, senior Madeline Huber led Richland Center in the third with two kills. It was the second three-set sweep for Richland Center over River Valley on the season. The Hornets will host Prairie du Chien on Tuesday, while River Valley will host Dodgeville. Richland Center won the JV1 match 3-0, and River Valley won the JV2 match 2-1. Following a long third set, River Valley came out victorious 26-24. In other action from last night in the Ridge and Valley, the Ithaca Bulldogs are also all alone in first place today. Ithaca over Kickapoo in five sets last night at Weston in a quad. So the Bulldogs won the first two, 25-22, 25-22. They then lost the third set to Kickapoo, 25-23 and 25-17. And Ithaca came back to win the fifth set, 15-12. The Bulldogs then went on to lose the first set to Lafarge last night, 25-22, before bouncing back to win 25-9, 25-14, and 25-5. Ithaca now 10-1 in the Ridge End Valley, and Kickapoo drops to 9-2. Both teams have a couple of matches yet to play in Ridge End Valley action. Elsewhere in volleyball from last night, it was a win for Weston over Lafarge, 3-1 in the first match of the Ridge and Valley Quad. Shelby Newman led the Eagles with 10 kills. Lexi Rockweiler had 8 kills and 20 digs. Valerie Bauer had 24 assists, and Vivian Spencer had 16 digs with 9 aces. Weston fell to Kickapoo in the second set of the night. Lexi Rockweiler led with 5 kills, and Vivian Spencer had 24 digs. Also last night in the SWAL, Mineral Point swept Riverdale and Iowa Grant over Boscobel in 3. Darlington won in 4 sets over Fenimore. And a victory last night for Cuba City as they got their victory in conference play 3-0 over Southwestern. Viroqua swept GET, Arcadia 3-2 over Westby. In the Scenic Bluffs, cashed in 3-1 over Royal. And Wonewoc Center edged New Lisbon 3-2 as well. In action from the Six Rivers, Cassville beat Benton 3-1. Also Highland 3-1 over Belmont. In soccer action from last night, River Valley fell to Dodgeville Mineral Point 3-1. Stoughton over Reedsburg 2-1. And Mauston beat Cooley Christian Providence 5-3. The Riverdale cross country team traveled to Wisconsin Badger Camp yesterday to run at the second annual River Ridge Invitational. There were a number of very fine performances. The meet, high atop a ridge overlooking the Mississippi River, began with Lexi Bumkamp winning the junior high girls race in a time of 11:36. She was closely followed by the rest of her teammates, with Hadley Wilkinson finishing in 9th, Alexis Carter in 15th, Olivia Matthews 21st, and Rose Schramm 21st. The team finished in 2nd place behind Prairie du Chien, scoring 66 points. Clark Gilson just missed out on the medals by finishing in 11th place with a time of 11:31. Mark Wilkie also ran well and finished in 39th with a time of 17:36. The high school girls ran very well on the hilly course, and they saw Mallory Meese run a gutsy race to finish 2nd in a time of 22:35. She was followed by Melanie Williamson in 9th with a time of 23:59. Kaylee Carter in 18th, and Riley Leaf in 36th. The evening ended with the boys' varsity race as the team finished in 3rd place behind Kickapoo Lafarge and Prairie du Chien. Lakota Brewer led the boys with a 6th place finish and a time of 18:31. Next were Wyatt Schramm in 16th, Caleb Schleyline in 17th, Carson Knight in 18th, Hunter Wilkinson 25th, and James Schramm 27th. There are still opportunities to see the teams this season, as they will next compete on Saturday, where they will host the annual Riverdale Invitational. The middle school will then run at Cuba City next Tuesday, while the high school teams will host the SWAL conference meet next Thursday, October 17th. We have bowling scores to report from last night. The series high belonged to Triple P Farms, 2,408, Ramada, 2,350, and Napa, 2,336. Top game, Triple P Farms, an 842 and an 816, GJ's Service, an 811. Top individual series, Kaylin Davison of 549, Doris Trapan of 519, and Nicole Mottier with a 497. Nicole at the top game, 201, and Maxwell a 200, Kaylin Davison a 193. Doris Trapan and Kaylin Davison each picked up the 310 split combination, and Patty Lebansky with a 578 split that was successfully picked up in action from the Lucky Strikers League. MLB.com TV will take over the game broadcasts for three new teams next season, including the Milwaukee Brewers. The service aired games for the Diamondbacks, Padres, and Rockies this past summer. In addition to the Brewers, the Guardians and Twins are added. Costs should be similar to the Padres broadcast this season, $19.99 a month or $99.99 for the entire season package. The team is expected to realize less money from the new deal. In baseball news, Fernando Tatis Jr.'s towering two-run home run highlighted a six-run second inning, and the San Diego Padres held on to beat Shohei Ohtani and the rival Los Angeles Dodgers 6-5 to take a 2-1 lead in the 10th National League Division Series. Pete Alonso launched another home run off Aaron Nola, and Sean Manaea took a two-hit shutout into the eighth inning as the Mets beat the Phillies 7-2 in Game 3 of their National League Division Series. With a win, New York advances to the National League Championship Series against the Dodgers or the Padres. Nafisa Collier had 27 points and 11 rebounds, and Courtney Williams contributed 24 points and both ends of the court energy to lead the Minnesota Lynx past the Connecticut Sun, 88-77, and into the WNBA Finals for the first time in 7 years. Former Wisconsin Badgers coach Bo Ryan will be inducted into the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. The activities begin Saturday, and they include Sunday's enshrinement for Ryan and his classmates. This is the 9th Hall of Fame Ryan has joined. His teams won 747 games during his 32 years on the bench, and they had a record of 364 and 130 while he was leading the Badgers. The Bucks are underway with practices. Chris Middleton is nursing some off-season surgery procedures and coming back slowly.
Yeah, it's just listening to my body, knowing, you know, my limits, knowing what pain is, knowing what you can play through and what is not smart playing through. I think I've learned that over the last couple of years. And that's not saying I played when I wasn't supposed to be playing or I played when I should be playing. Just experience, going through the years, talking to other people that's, you know, been through similar situations. And I'm always going to be learning something about myself and my body as I go on.
And Damian Lillard will enter his second year as a Buck. He says last year was a blur.
You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. Happened to just get up and go. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started. I don't know. It was just a hard time. You know, when I look back to last year, it was like I'm just trying to get through the year pretty much and just find something positive, you know, try to find some momentum and get myself going. But I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
That is good news as the Bucks prepare for their next preseason game against the Lakers on Thursday night. Turning to football news, the Packers are 5-point favorites to win Sunday's home game against the Arizona Cardinals. Both teams are coming off victories. The visiting Cardinals stunned the 49ers last weekend. With Jordan Love returning as a starting quarterback, Green Bay has been a betting favorite 2 weeks in a row, with this being the third straight time if the line holds. The Jets owner says firing of their coach, Robert Saleh, will bring new energy So the owner made the stunning decision Tuesday to fire the coach just 5 games into the fourth season after the team's 2-3 start following a 23-17 loss to Minnesota in London on Sunday. Johnson said the current Jets squad is one of the most talented in the franchise's history. Salo is 20-36 as coach of the Jets. His firing marks the first time in Johnson's 25-year tenure that a head coach has been fired during the season. Badgers wide receiver Tretch Kekahuna has been honored as the Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week. He caught 6 passes for 134 yards and 2 touchdowns in that lopsided win over Purdue. The last time a Wisconsin receiver was honored with a weekly offensive award was David Gilreath 16 years ago. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo talked about the team's big win this past weekend.
We're trying to get better at certain things. We're trying to maintain some consistency. And right now, what's really important is that we play 4 really high-end quarters every week. You know, not 2.5, not 3. There was a great emphasis in being able to come out here and close a game that we created a lead at halftime and close the game out like we feel like we need to and we should. And I think they did that, you know, Saturday against Purdue.
And Longo talked about quarterback Braden Locke.
He's done a good job of making decisions between the signal and the snap. He's just really, really, really high-end from a mental standpoint. He's a junkie, and he loves it. And I think that's kind of where you have to be if you want to take this quarterback position to a different level.
Wisconsin is on the road in New Jersey this weekend for another Big Ten Conference game against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Wednesday morning sports.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
During our anniversary, 75th anniversary month here on WRCO Radio, it's good to look back at the past, and we have another vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story program today, sponsored by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green, ready for your next project. Whether you're a gooder, a do-gooder, or a pro, you can have the products and advice you need from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Bessie Whitehead, fifth grade teacher, had had enough. "Lewis," she exclaimed, "you will stay after class, and you can write on the blackboard 150 times, 'I am a bad boy.'" And he did. Now, Lewis was not really a bad boy. He was simply a prankster, a cut-up, a class clown. But as a teen, Lewis fell in love with a bad boy sport, boxing. It was a Paterson, New Jersey neighbor, Johnny Lane, who initially inspired him. Johnny was on the fast track to fame as a prize fighter, tremendously impressed by Lewis's natural ability. "Get yourself a manager," Johnny Lane advised, and Lewis did, his friend Abe Green. And then Lewis picked a striking new last name for himself and started training. Conservative parents would disapprove of his career move, so Lewis beseeched everybody he knew who knew not to tell Mom and Dad. And through 10 triumphant professional fights, nobody did. Then one day, Lewis's Uncle Mike went to Lewis's father. Uncle Mike said, "Hey, I have tickets for the big boxing match in Ringwood tonight." Lewis's father, Sebastian, shrugged, "So?" But Mike went on to explain that though he realized Sebastian was generally uninterested in sports, there was this new fighter, Lou King, whom everybody was talking about. Lou King, everybody agreed, was coming on strong in the fight game, and he was boxing that very evening. Sebastian, rather than argue with Mike, said okay, he'd go. And imagine his surprise when the fight announcer that night called the name Lou King, and into the ring climbed Sebastian's own son. Well, Lou King won fight number 11. It was the one the following morning he was destined to lose. For by the time the victorious but battle-scarred boy came down to the breakfast table, his mother, Helene, had heard all about the night before. To Helene's credit, she did not shout, nor sigh, nor cry, but she expressed her sentiments this way. To Lewis, she said, "Do you remember when you were in the fifth grade and Miss Whitehead was very upset with you? Lewis nodded. You remember what she made you write on the blackboard 150 times? Lewis remembered. Well, said Helene, her gaze at once very hot and very cold, that's the way I feel about you right now. Lewis spared his mother the trouble of repeating the hated phrase. I am a bad boy, he offered quietly. And that was all anybody ever said on the subject thereafter. It was plenty. Lewis never put on boxing gloves again. But the self-deprecatory sentence that he had had to write so many times on the blackboard for Miss Whitehead was to follow Lewis everywhere he went for the rest of his life. There was no telling what kind of a prize fighter he'd have made, considering his athletic ability and his early success. Perhaps a very good one. And yet in another profession he became unique, irreplaceable, one of a kind. Not as Lou King, not even under his real name, Louis Francis Castillo. For once upon a tidal wave of laughter, there was a comedy team comprised of two verbal sparring partners, Bud Abbott and a self-described bad boy, Lou Costello. Abbott and Costello. Now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Join us for another Vintage Paul Harvey Rest of the Story broadcast this afternoon around 4:45 right here. It is a 36-degree morning in southwest Wisconsin.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police?
Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
The best blend of your favorite music, 100.9 WRCO.
whisper only truth tonight. Not just promises and empty fantasies. I don't need a bed of roses, 'cause roses wither away. All I really need is honesty from someone with a strong heart, strong heart. A gentle hand will take me as I am. Baby, I need for you to know just exactly how I feel.
Seven buddies and an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time, just to say we did. Just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time, just to say we did. Just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky, stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild, and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses.
say we did.
Jillian Smith on WRCO Radio. Coming up this evening, Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake and sausage supper. 4 until 6:30 or until gone. Each meal includes 4 freshly made pancakes with butter and syrup, 2 sausage patties, 1 individual container of applesauce, and 1 snack-sized bag of fresh cheese curds. Ooh, good stuff. That's going on tonight. In fact, if you'd like to go, we can put some tickets in your hand for that event. We'll give a ticket for caller 4 and another for caller 6 at 608-647-4155. Caller 4 and caller 6 win complimentary breakfast for supper. I love it. At Avoca United Methodist Church coming up tonight. Call now and win.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today. The Hub City Dirt Drags two-day event will be October 11th and 12th, moving to the Richland County Fairgrounds this year. 2 days of action-packed action. Friday will kick off at 6 p.m. with a truck brush pull, over $8,500 in cash bonus prizes. Also Friday night, watch the challenge trucks on the dyno right in front of the grandstand. Saturday will kick off with a truck showing and shine from 10 until 4, and at 2 p.m., hot action on the drag tracks, with diesel trucks showing off some of the fastest drag trucks in the United States. Admission $20 a day or $30 for the weekend. Kids 12 and under free in the grandstand. Can't wait to see everybody at the Hub City October Diesel Truck Challenge at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Online pre-registration for all drag race classes still open. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com and truck pullers register on site. Well, it's going to be tremendous weather for that event at the Richland County Fairgrounds coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Congratulations to our winning callers, Deborah Liska and Sherry Roan. They'll be enjoying tonight the Avoca United Methodist Church drive-through pancake and sausage supper from 4 until 6:30.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Our trivia question of the morning is coming up. It is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace. All right, so here you go. It is sports trivia this time around. The Brewers last played the Dodgers in the 2018 NLCS, losing in 7 games. Who took the loss in that last game for the Brewers? Among their pitchers, could it have been A, Jeremy Jeffress? Was it B, Wade Miley? C, Josh Hader? Or D, Yulis Chacin? The Brewers last played the Dodgers in the 2018 NLCS. Who was the losing pitcher in that final game? That's your question this morning to ponder on. Give us a call if you think that you can solve the mystery, and you'll win a good, you'll win a great prize there from Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Myself a one-way flight. I gotta see the color in your eyes. You're telling myself I'm gonna be alright. Without you, baby, it's a waste of time. Yeah, our first date, girl, the seasons changed. God washed away in a summer rain. You can't undo a fall like this, cause love don't know what distance is. Yeah, I know it's crazy. It doesn't make sense to anybody else who cares. If you're all I think about, I've searched the world and I know now it ain't right. If you ain't lost your mind. scared, don't wanna know why. I wanna feel good, don't have to be right. The world makes all kinds of rules for love. I see you gotta let it do what it does. Just another hug and a kiss goodnight. Catching up calls and a date sometimes. A love that forever's and we still believe. We're the kind of crazy people wish that they could be.
WRCO Radio and Hunter Hayes, he wants crazy today. Well, it seems like it is. It certainly seems like a crazy, crazy day here. We're getting along with some great stuff and some fun trivia along the way. Brewer trivia. The Brewers in a series. It took them all the way to the seventh game. That was a memorable series in a memorable year. We were asking the pitcher for the Brewers that took the loss in that last game. And the correct answer is D, Ulysses Chacin. Chacin, who was generally a starter that year and did a pretty good job for him. He was another example of kind of like they did this year. They picked up a couple of pitchers who maybe were struggling elsewhere and put them in a Brewer uniform with a kind of a positive attitude, and they did pretty well. And he came in. Normally, he was a starter, I believe, but must have been in. They were kind of bringing in people, whoever could help out toward the end of the game, and they wound up losing, and I believe it was 5-1. That one hurt. This year's hurt more, though. But the Mets are still winning, and that's kind of a proof that maybe it wasn't a fluke. It's whoever's playing the hottest baseball at the time, and Pete Alonso, who kicked the Brewers in the gut, had a home run, I see, again last night as well. So, yeah. It is what it is. The team that beats the Brewers usually goes to the World Series, and the Mets might be destined to head in that way. But I go back to that series with the Mets. I think the one that hurt the worst, nobody's talking about, was the very first one. You know, had you won that one, then you've got two more chances to do good or bad. But when you put your back against the wall losing that first one, that's tough. And 8-4, you know, they have the lead. And then they all of a sudden gave up four. That was the one, I think, that kicked me more than the other one, the Thursday one. But that's me. Congratulations to our big winner. That is Mark Astamborski. He is a trivia guru. So good job there, Mark. And I keep listening for your chance to win each Wednesday from Walsh's Ace.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what?
Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
It is time for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm and savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberries, cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkins, squash, and more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider, donuts, turnovers, and so much more. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. They are open 9 until 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
We will have some morning conversation coming up during the morning show time. We'll have some fun. Going to be talking about the upcoming Pumpkin Fest. Yeah, it's about that time of year, and a big event last year. So we hope that a lot of folks will take part in that, and you can learn all about it here between 9 and 10. Here's Luke Bryan.
We were small town meant to be. My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway. And by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it. Boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my love. Love you, miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. sinner.